T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So, bold predictions. I feel like we can still make Cowboy bold predictions even on Thursday night, right? Because the Cowboy season hasn't started. But in terms of the rest of the NFL stuff, since there will still be one game underway and already playing, we don't want anything to sway us, right? Let's say something were to happen and, God forbid, a key player goes down, right? And all of a sudden now it changes the landscape
season. My bold prediction at that point would be, you know, like if the Chiefs get out to an early 7-0 lead, I'd be like the Chiefs are going to score first.
Oh, that's actually smart. That's, you know, very clever.
So we can't do that. We can't do those bold predictions when the game is going on. So let's do it right now. And then we play Skip Bayless describing a sport in such a sexual manner that I don't think anybody will be able to guess the sport. That is going to be in about 6 minutes.
Okay, do you want to do that now?
Gosh, dang it. Guys, what do we think? Zero, are you listening?
If we're going to play a guessing game and we want the bleeders to be a part of it, then I think maybe we should just play it now, and then we've got the whole segment to enjoy it.
Okay, yeah, because I do want the
and just marinate.
I do want everybody to text in their thoughts, their guesses here.
It'll be a sprinkle dinkle of both. We'll have predictions and guesses. It'll be fantastic.
Okay, this is great. We got bold predictions already flowing in. We also want to get your thoughts on what sport Skip Bayless is talking about.
Rugby.
When he is talking during this clip right here.
I just busted right inside him, and he can't extend on me anymore, and he seems a little overwhelmed by my girth and tonnage, right?
Wait a minute.
It's a lot to pack into. Okay, me and Zero, we're listening to this pre-show. Walchuk, you haven't heard this at all. Obviously, the Tolos haven't either. So let's fire it off once again. And the question you're asking yourself is, what sport is Skip Bayless describing on his crappy sports show?
I just busted right inside him, and he can't extend on me anymore, and he seems a little overwhelmed by my girth and tonnage, right?
And tonnage?
I don't know.
Is he trying to say tongue itch?
I'm going to do, I don't think he said tongue itch, but I'm going to look up tonnage right now as you guys think to yourself, what the hell? Right now, immediately, I'm getting tonnage is a tax imposed on ships that entered the U.S.
Okay.
I don't know that he is talking about a tariff here. His girth. Yeah. Let's go ahead. Let's hear it in its entirety one more time. 7 seconds of Skip Bayless talking about sports. What sport is Skip Bayless talking about?
I just busted right inside him, and he can't extend on me anymore, and he seems a little overwhelmed by my girth and tonnage, right?
My girth and tonnage.
877-881-1053. Have you ever been overwhelmed by Skip Bayless's girth?
And tonnage. We can't forget the tonnage.
I still don't think he's talking about a tariff here. He must be. Let me see if there's an alternate definition like there is with the word intercourse.
Okay. 717 butt darts.
That's
solid guess.
I do like that. Good guess. Start. Is that on what channel is that on? I would like to watch that.
That's an ESPN The Ocho. 817 also guessing Bedroom Twister.
Bedroom Twister is a fun game that Walchuk likes to play with his buddies on the weekend.
I was going to go with
butties,
dodgeball.
Buddies.
But man, I don't know.
You're thinking dodgeball. Let's see here. We got, the bedroom
boxing.
Twister.
Boxing. Boxing's
busted.
A good guess. We got a couple of boxing guesses.
Okay. I'm not going to confirm or deny any of these. I want people to really think about this.
A lot of people saying basketball.
I don't want people to, I don't want you to rush to judgment here. Here we go one more time. It's Skip Bayless talking sports on his crappy sports show. What sport is he discussing?
I just busted right inside him, and he can't extend on me anymore, and he seems a little overwhelmed by my girth and tonnage, right?
Okay, so we will continue to read your text. Walchuk's got some bold predictions, though, so we'll get those. By the end of the segment, I will reveal who was right and who was wrong.
Tonnage, weight from the 682. Wrestling, that's a good guess as well. Wrestling might be it. All right, AFC East, bold prediction. What do you guys think? You buying this one? You selling this one? You in the middle? Cam Newton leads the entire NFL in total touchdowns. And I didn't say passing touchdowns. I said total touchdowns. So that means Cam's healthy and he's getting back to his running form.
That would kick a lot of ass for my fantasy football team.
For our fantasy football team, maybe.
For all of my fantasy football teams.
Oh, did you take Cam in all of them?
Took him in all my fantasy football
Jeez,
leagues.
That's a lot. You're putting your eggs in the Newton basket,
I'm putting
sir.
My eggs in the Newton basket.
So you're
basket.
Buying that, then?
I don't know that I'm buying that. Well, he's going to lead the league in touchdowns?
In total touchdowns,
like,
yeah.
Give me a bleeping break here. He's only going to throw 9. Who's he throwing to? Julian Edelman and a bunch of nobodies, like literally.
Harry?
Guys.
He's throwing to Harry.
Okay. Who, other than Julian Edelman and N'Keal Harry, who was truly a god-awful football player
James
last
White.
Year as a rookie.
Sex Burkin.
Okay.
Damien Harris.
Wide receivers and tight ends.
Sony Michel.
Name them. You're naming all their mediocre running backs.
Yeah, but that's all they're starting is the running backs.
They're just going to go 5 running backs. They're going to create a new personnel package.
They're going to go with the full house, and that's why Cam Newton's going to lead in total touchdowns. He's just going to run the football.
They're gonna,
he's going to shovel pass.
It's a new...
It's going to be a triple option.
It's a new personnel package that features 1 quarterback and 5 running backs. It's called 50 personnel.
Mm. 469 said they're going to sell that. But Cam will have a great year. Took Cam in the 9th round. I'm selling that as well. There's no way. AFC North, bold prediction. Joe Burrow, the rookie sensation in Cincinnati. He sets the NFL record for most touchdown passes by a rookie. Now,
what is that number?
Can you tell me who currently holds that number?
Rookie touchdown passes, that is going to be Dan the Man Marino.
That is not
read him and weep.
The correct answer. Now, he might Gosh, at I one know. Point have held that record. But a man named Peyton Manning broke it with 26, and somebody else recently broke Peyton Manning's rookie record.
That was it Dakota Prescott?
It was not Dakota Prescott. Not a bad guess. This is an individual
D-Shawn.
That this time last year you were very, very high on.
Baker?
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield has the most rookie quarterback touchdown passes in the history of the sport?
Baker
Didn't
Mayfield.
Did he only play like 8 games?
He did. You're right. I mean, I don't know.
The
I
hell,
don't think it was
coach?
8. It was 13 games. 13 games for the Browns in 2018, and he threw 27 touchdown passes. I think that's very achievable for Joe Burrow. I also think the Bengals have a very underrated arsenal of receiving weapons for him to throw the football to. Therefore,
better than what Cam's working with out there.
Much better than what Cam's working with, no question. So I'll buy that. I'll buy that for sure. 469 degrees, they'll buy that as well.
The 972 wants you to know that your Sex Burkhead reference has him wheezing right now.
Thank you.
And I feel like it's always just proper etiquette as we continue to grow here with the Bleeders to let people in on the fact that Sex Burkhead, Plano Wildcat, Plano Senior High, Walchuk, Plano Wildcat, Plano Senior High, and it was Walchuk's sophomore year. When Sex Burkhead was a senior,
your
junior
year,
Rex is senior, and in between fourth period, every single day, they both had to pee together. So they're sort of pee partners for an entire duration of a school year. And Walchuk, all he will say about it is impressive.
He was phenomenal.
Very impressive.
This is going to be phenomenal as well.
I think Walchuk was overwhelmed by Burkhead's
the
girth.
Yeah, no, I didn't know what to do with
what
the
about
tonnage.
His tonnage?
I don't know. I don't
just
know.
Busted right inside him.
Jesus, Skip.
AFC South, bold prediction. Doug Marrone, the bologna sandwich himself, is the first coach.
Dump that!
The first
you know
coach.
How vulgar bologna sandwiches?
Fired during the 2020 season. And I'll buy this because the Jags are tank central.
The Jaguars, I will be surprised if the Jaguars win more than 2 games. Isn't that what the Bengals won last year, 2? The Bengals went 2-14
yes,
last
yes.
year. I can't imagine that the Jaguars can win any more than what the Bengals did last year.
Yeah. I don't think the Jags are going to be very good.
They're going to be awful.
They're going to be horrible. 0-16, you think?
There's a shot.
I think Minshew can get him a win.
I do too. I just think there's some. He's got too much moxie to go 0-16.
He does, and he's everybody's hero. 4-6-9. No, you would be surprised. People don't realize how good the Bengals receivers are. You're smart. You're a smart individual. But a lot of people are sleeping on Cincinnati. All right, the AFC West, their bold prediction. The Broncos are worse. Worse than their not their, than their 7-9 record of 2019.
Oof, man. So
it'll be worse than 7-9. Now, so, keep in mind, Drew Lock went 4-1 at the end of the year last year.
Right, but I don't believe in the Drew Lock hype right now.
I don't believe in Dick, a.k.a. Vic Fangio.
Whoa, you got to be careful with what just happened there. Are you talking about Dick Fangio, the head coach of the Broncos?
Vic.
Oh, Vic Fangio. okay. My God. Yeah, I don't. I do think the Broncos will be better than. Man, they won 7 games last year. I think they'll win. Dang, that's a really tough one because I'm not high on the Broncos. A lot of people think the Broncos are like the AFC version of
like a sleeper
maybe
team.
Like the Cardinals or something, where it's like maybe this year they're young and they're on fire and things work out. I just don't. I don't really believe in Drew Lock, though I do think that they made some really nice additions this year. I thought John Elway, for all the crap that he takes, and rightfully so, John Elway and his teeth, I think that they took a lot of crap this offseason or in general, but they signed Jarrell Casey on a pretty nice deal. That was an underrated move for the interior of their D-line. I think Von Miller, they get Bradley Chubb back. I think their defense is going to be pretty good. They surrounded Lock with nice talent.
Judy, when Hamler, Noah Fant's going to burst out this year.
Yeah, two guys at running back there with Gordon and Lindsey. I'm worried about Juwan James, who is their right tackle, who decided against playing because of coronavirus. So they're playing with, I don't know, maybe some level of a makeshift offensive line. I don't know. I don't believe in Drew. Ultimately, it's because I don't believe in Drew Lock. And then I think the offensive line is a bit of a question mark. So, but 7 is kind of a nice number. Can they go win 7-8 games? Maybe, but I don't see them as a playoff team.
I don't either, but I think they can win 8. And part of that is also because I think they're better than the Raiders, and I think they're better than the Chargers. And it's not because I think the roster is necessarily entirely better than the Chargers, but I just don't. I think both those teams are going to have massive growing pains this year, specifically the Chargers. I think they're going to end up having Justin Herbert start quite a few games by the second half of the season. He's going to take some lumps. They lost their most talented player, in my opinion, and Derwin James for the year again. It's going to be tough. So I think there's some winnable games there for Denver. I could see him being a 500 team, but you're right. That wouldn't shock me. All right, NFC East. This is big. Dak Prescott wins the MVP.
Okay, so it's funny you say that because Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network, one of the best NFL minds really out there, he is picking as his preseason MVP, Dak Prescott.
Really? And a lot of people are... If we're talking about 3 1,000-yard receivers, he's going to have the numbers to do it. And if the Cowboys' offense is that successful, you would hope that that means they're winning football games.
Right, right. That's what you would hope, because the offense was pretty successful minus and a couple of
hope,
things last year.
Exactly, because last year, right, they were 4th in DVOA. They were a very successful offense,
right,
but it didn't result in the wins they were hoping.
That's just because they couldn't score when it mattered, and when it mattered, it was against good football teams. They couldn't score against the Saints. They couldn't score, you know, really against the Patriots at all, the Eagles in that second game, and their red zone offense was troubling. So, yes, there were issues last year, even though in general the offense was good. I think Dak is a nice name to throw in the mix. Let's not forget that up until he hurt his shoulder, which was very late in the season, Dak was right there in the thick of the MVP conversation.
Yeah.
So, and we all feel like he's surrounded by even more talent this year. My big concern this year, and it's rare that we say this about the Cowboys, but it is the offensive line. If you're going to have Lael Collins miss 3 games, you can always pencil in Tyron Smith missing about 3 games, whether it's a back, a knee, or an ankle. And now you have no Frederick and you have Looney, and you're going to have a guy as your left guard that you don't feel good about. Like, it's... That's the thing that scares me.
Yes, but possible that Dak could do
but
that.
But thank God we don't have Jason Garrett, so hopefully we have a coach and a coaching staff that can overcome
mediocre
play from an injury standpoint.
From
you know,
the 469,
sure.
Dak winning MVP is more likely than the Broncos go into the playoffs.
Ooh. I don't disagree with that, actually, at all.
No, I would actually totally agree with that.
I agree with that.
Nice work, 469.
NFC North, this one's interesting. No team in the division will hit double-digit wins. And I'm not really loving any of the teams in the NFC North.
Packers, Lions, Bears, Vikings, I'm with you. That's one of those divisions where you could almost make the case for every one of those teams to win the division, in my opinion, except the Bears.
And that's just because of quarterback play.
Strictly because of Trubisky.
Agreed.
And then the other ones, yeah, you can't help but.
I think the Packers are going to see a massive regression.
Yeah, the Packers, right, because what were they last year? They were a 13-3 team that was really, when you looked at the numbers, they were more of a 9-win team.
Yeah.
So I think that's possible. I could buy that. Yeah, the winner of the NFC North wins 9 games. For sure, I could see that.
And then the last two here, the NFC South bold prediction is the Bucs win the division for the first time in 13 years, which I know you agree with.
Yes.
And the NFC West bold prediction is all 4 teams finish at 500 or better. And I could see that too.
It's just tough for that to happen because you play each other so many times.
It
you
is.
You know what I mean?
But it like means that they're just kicking everyone else's ass.
Right.
And like I do think all 4 of those outside. Teams, I mean, it wouldn't shock me if the Rams are sniffing at that extra playoff spot or even
for
if it's
sure.
the Cardinals.
No, I like that one.
You could see 3 out of those 4 easily making the postseason this year.
Yeah. I'm with you 100%.
You know?
Yeah.
That'll be it for the bold predictions. We'll get back into some more of these, of course, on Thursday. We'll do Cowboys-specific bold predictions.
We got to pay off the Bayless, Girth, and Tunnage. So
yeah,
let's
so
fire
it
off one more time.
Okay.
What sport is Skip Bayless referring to when he said this on his crappy sports show?
I just busted right inside him, and he can't extend on me anymore, and he seems a little overwhelmed by my girth and tonnage, right?
Okay.
Gotta be football, right, Tiafalo?
The All luge. Right.
Fine. Okay, so you're going with the luge, Walchuk. That's your final guess.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. You're going with
the NFL.
Talking about football, and shout out to the 817 and the 469 is the only two people to text in
basketball,
boxing.
Oh,
He was talking about boxing. Skip Bayless, when referring to girth, tonnage, and what was it? Did he mention penetration there? Or it was a full extension?
He said.
So, when I get inside, I don't know. My
I
God.
I just busted right inside him.
Yeah, you did,
right,
Skip.
Inside.
So yeah. He was talking about boxing. There it is.
All right, Skip Bayless on boxing. Things I never thought I'd hear again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.